All right, everybody, welcome back to another edition of the EG3 Podcast. Eddie Gritter III here in Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Trying a little bit of something different. I know I've done this before in the past, so I'm trying this again with this weather out here in Kansas City, Missouri. Do a little bit of recording outside of the EG3 confines here in Kansas City, Missouri, running sports whenever important comes across this desk here in Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you for tuning into this episode. Yes, it's been a minute since I last recorded a podcast. I know everybody's wanting to know what my plans are. We'll get straight on into that. Plus, Bubba Wallace winning huge race in Indianapolis last week. I was going to touch on that right off the bat first before getting into what EG3's plans are moving forward as preparation. I can tell you right now is underway for his fall race. This is the first time on this podcast, the EG3 podcast again, underneath the 3Y podcast with EG3. If you're wondering where that is, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, folks. Yes, we're going to start out. Yep, I'm going to start with Lil NASCAR first. Before that's gonna make y'all want to listen. that's a way to make y'all stay for the whole thing and listen to this entire episode. But however, if you do want to fast forward a little bit, you can fast forward just a little bit until Eddie's talking about Fast Eddie's plans for 25 fall season. Okay, so Bubba Wallace, aka Bubba Darryl Wallace Jr., Bubba Wallace, finally getting in the victory lane after exactly right 100 race losing streak. I didn't realize that was that long, man. But man, did he had to hold off one of the best in the world in Kyle Larson to do so there to win at Indianapolis last week there to get his, I believe, his third career NASCAR Cup Series victory. If my simple math is correct on that, of course, for whatever reason, and it seems to be every time either he wins or he runs well or whatnot, hate the haters, right? And that's kind of, I kind of align with, believe it or not, I kind of align with that, despite being up here north of the river there, especially the noise I've been getting. Well, but hasn't passed to me anyways. This year anyways, yeah, I'm gonna be pretty blunt on this episode. So hey, I ain't gonna sugarcoat nothing. Look, I've heard it, and look, I'm my own business up here, and especially when I was up in Duluth, Minnesota a couple weeks ago, it's been almost a month and a half now since, but yeah, when I got there's a lot of some unnecessary chatter, I'm going to call it. I'm just going to block it out of the way and just going to continue to mind my business because I don't need to get in all that elementary mess that is going on outside of, if you want to call it a bubble, if you want to call it. So I could go into that, but I'm not going to do it. Some people know about it, others do not, and I'm gonna keep that in that center, in that separate bubble there, and just move on. It's just like the race, just like running a race, whether that's 5K, 10K, half marathon, ultra, whatever that is, right? You just gotta move past it because you move past it, move on, or in this case, in my case, don't look back, right? Right? Oh, we'll pay attention forward, right? Because even if they're passing you, you still keep your eye. Now, again, that kind of happened in the old Latham marathon where I was looking back, and that was a rarity too. But normally, I don't look back, and I kind of applied it with the same thing here with the unnecessary noise, I'm gonna call it. And so, yeah, Bubba Wallace, he's doing his thing as well to block out the noise. He's done a tremendous job. And I'll point this out, African-American driver, NASCAR Cup Series driver, Bubba Wallace getting a win. And more importantly, getting into the playoffs, which for whatever reason, the last several years, playing around with the bubble. And now, what, 4 weeks ago, another Cup Series is in Iowa this weekend. Tomorrow afternoon is the race for the Cup Series. I don't know, as I'm sitting here, as I'm outside the confines of the ET3 confines right now, I don't know the time right now for the Xfinity Series as I'm recording this podcast on. Oh yeah, by the way, it is Saturday. It is the first weekend of August. Can y'all believe that? We are in August, folks. Already, folks. August, as I'm recording this episode on Saturday, August 2nd, 2025. Yes, August 2nd, 2025. We have made it into August, folks. Whew, cannot believe it. As we are more than past now in the second half of 2025. So there you go on that. But yeah, so that's big, man. That's big. Obviously, I've said it when this was a NASCAR podcast, and I'll say it again now that Martin Truex Jr., well, obviously he's been retired now for quite some time. Bubba Wallace, my second favorite driver, and I thought right there when it started raining a little bit, there's like, after the fact, because I knew, I was hoping that they'll finish it out, and we got our wish, and Bubba came through not once but twice. Had to hold off Kyle Larson two times, and of course, Kyle Larson, one of the best in the world. When it comes to Cup Series, obviously, and for whatever reason, again, these haters, whatever it is, want to create different narrative, and I am to the point where whether it's this or my situation or whatever situation is created that you know what it is best that continue to mind your own business. Don't engage in that stuff, because let everybody else do that, because. At the end of the day, it's just childish in my eyes there as well. But I'm glad Bubba Wallace got that win now. And now he can say, look, we can have some fun and get ready for playoffs. And maybe, guess what? Next 4 weeks, hey, you try to win another race, man. Get some of those precious playoff points. Oh, and for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, so real quick, and of course, the Cup Series is still... NASCAR Cup Series is still in their regular season, as they call it. 26 races. I believe they have, as I said, 4 more races left until the playoffs, right? If you win a race, you're automatically in the playoffs. In the 16 drivers will advance to the playoffs. That's what it is. And then you win, you advance automatically. And then the spots kind of fill up as the season goes on. And if you win, you get in. And if you're in the top 16, you get in on points, you're in. If you're the 17th driver outside of that bubble, you're out. You're out. So right now, I think, top of my mind right now, Chris Buescher's on the bubble right now. Tyler Reddick is the first guy with not a win. Chris Buescher, and I think somebody else that I'm leaving out that I can't think of right now is in as well on points. So you got 3 drivers in on points. The others are fighting to get in, and it's going to be something here in the next 4 weeks. See how all this shakes out on the Cup Series side. Now that we have, 13 drivers automatically in the 2025 NASCAR Cup Series Plus. You have 3 spots left. Right now that belongs to the guys highest on points, and then that highest is Bubba's teammate, Tyler Reddick, who has not won yet. So you got to hope at this point, for him anyways, that somebody else tomorrow afternoon who's already locked in, went the race. So there you go. But these races are crazy and unpredictable as it is anyway. So who knows what's going to happen in Iowa tomorrow. Newton, Iowa, that is. That's 30 minutes away from Des Moines, if y'all don't know where that's at. So that's where it's sitting at right now. Your top 10 in this race. Obviously, Bubba Wallace winning this race there, and by the way, yeah, he had a super fast race car all weekend long. This was no fluke. This was no, oh, damn, how did he get up there and all that other stuff. No. Earn it straight up. Straight up earn it again. Not once, but twice. Had to restart twice after the rains came and all that, and kudos to NASCAR for letting this thing play out. the way it is, because I mean, yeah, if this was like a hard rain and whatnot, he would have won anyways. But the noise from the NASCAR world and from the outside world, yeah. So like I talked about, you got to block out the outside noise the best you can and all that. Mind your own business and just go out there and do your thing. Do your thing. Have the confidence. Go out there and do it. And Bubba Wallace did exactly what he needed to do to win that race there. Kyle Larson finished second, followed by Denny Hamlin. Ryan Preece there in the fourth spot. Brad Keselowski finishing the fifth spot. And then the rest of your top ten, that includes Todd Gilliland, Ryan Blaney, C. Bell, Christopher Bell, Alex Bowman, Carson Hocevar finishing in the top ten. You hear any noise out here? Some lawnmowers, whatnot. I'm not going to edit that out. I apologize about that. I can't tell neighbors to turn off their lawnmowers. Can't do that. Well, decided, you know what? Let's try something a little bit different on this episode. Record outside. Nice weather out here in Kansas City, Missouri for this particular episode here. So decided to change things up a little bit. It's been a minute since I've been on the EG3 podcast side of things. So figure, you know, after a nice half marathon run this morning, figure, you know what, it's about the time to hit the mic again and talk to y'all here on this first Saturday of August. Yes, it is August, ladies and gentlemen. Cannot believe it. So that is on the NASCAR front there, as well as Bubba Wallace breaks through there and, more importantly, breaks a 100, exactly 100 race losing streak. When we come back on the other side, yes, I'm the moment y'all been waiting for anyways. EG3, what is he going to do? Preparation is already underway. We'll touch on that in just a moment. The EG3 podcast is back after this. What's up, everybody? We're back here on the EG3 Podcast Week. I am recording outside. Yes, sir, outside the EG3 confines here in Kansas City, Missouri. So if this sounds a little weird or sounds a little off, that is why. I'm outside here enjoying this weather here this weekend, the very first weekend of August. The EG3 Podcast sports, running, and reporting comes across this desk, or in this case, lawn chair, or outside here in Kansas City, Missouri here, enjoying this nice weather. It's a little bit of Mother Nature giving us a little preview here. Feels like it's, no, I'm not saying that. A little bit of fall. Ain't much, but they're giving us a little bit of fall here this weekend. So definitely if you're around or listening to this, definitely thank you so much for taking time out of your weekend to do so. This will come out either Sunday, tomorrow or Monday at some point. So be on the lookout for that. And just to go ahead and dive on into this final segment of this show anyways, this podcast going on the road next weekend. So by this time, I should be, Lord willing, in this podcast going to, yes, the STL. Not the AT, I'm talking about my hometown. I'm talking about St. Louis. St. Louis is not my hometown. Atlanta is, but we're going to the STL there next weekend. So to bow out on the streets of St. Louis, and we'll have a postcast probably coming back from that as well. So I'm looking forward to it. Three races. Well, I should say two. The third one is a relay. And yes, yours truly. And after all kinds of debate, the back and forth, this was probably the hardest decision. I wouldn't say the hardest, but definitely a really tough decision. Because if you all remember, you're all a follower of the show. Last year, I competed at the KC Backyard Ultra. Yep, my first. Well, I wouldn't say my first Ultra. It was my second and first Backyard Ultra setting and everything else like that. And that is this weekend, this upcoming weekend, along with St. Louis. And St. Louis is on next Sunday. The KC Backyard Ultra is going down this upcoming Friday night. You know, keep going until, obviously, the last runner is standing. Of course, my teammate's going to have to do without me on this one. this one. So, yeah, I'm sorry. I was kind of talked out of it partially talked out of it there, as we are, as the airplane goes rocking over us here in over the EG3 confines. But yeah, it was definitely a harder decision. But kind of going back a little bit, my running journey with the half marathon, and the last time I was in race setting was the Gary Bjorko half marathon. Again, that episode is on the EG3 feed. Go check that out. I advise you to do so. As well as, I'll probably say that's probably definitely top five half marathon in the books for me, as far as that concerned. With that, my coach talked me out of a little bit out of it, and then I talked myself out of it, out of doing the backyard ultra, but I already got eyes on. I've been doing a little bit of, and this is kind of my weakness, if you will. But however, I already wrote down races that I want to do next year. Is again, it's not going to be a whole lot, but I've circled down, I wrote them down, right? And obviously, now that comes to headline next year, KC Backyard Ultra, if they were to host it again, shout out the Midwest Endurance Company, which I probably think they will, unless something odd happens there. I'm definitely going to be interested to see what my teammate does this upcoming weekend. She's been getting, she's been really, really preparing for it. So definitely, I hate to miss out on that, but EG3 has no pun intended, bigger fish to fry with this half marathon, going for a half marathon lifetime PR that I set way back long ago. After my first half marathon ever back in Manhattan, Kansas, shout out Manhattan Running Company. Manhattan, Kansas, not Manhattan, New York. Manhattan, Kansas. I set a goal that at some point I want to run under 80, which is 120. And you're truly right now. Yes, I was amazed saying it, but I'm like, at this point, I've hit it like 6-7 times already. At this point, like, okay, we gotta figure out something to go get and figure out what's the next plan. We've been sitting on this too long, and I've been sitting on this too long. And the last time I ran a half marathon, trying and not, and look, the last two, Bill Steiner, I definitely wasn't trying. I know I got made fun of during the race. Dale call me out, like, what you doing back here? Like, hey man, hey, I'm in a strategy play. Hey, be quiet. I'm in a strategy mood, trying to work on strategy here. Just leave me alone. A little like that. But so Bill Steiner, I wasn't trying, and Gary Bjorklund in half, I was not even trying. I let my body do the work there on that one. We don't know, and that's not even saying like, oh, if I was training for this, that would have been 120. Again, like I said in the recent my recent Instagram post, that anything can happen in these races. Like again, like a 5K, 10K, half, an ultra, and definitely a marathon. Like anything can happen. It's like you just don't know. All you can do is prepare your best you can and give yourself a chance. Just give yourself a chance to perform well on race day. So it figures, like, if I would have been trained just for that, I probably say that could have been one of those races where, hey, you know, that could have been almost up 120 and all that. Or we could say this is 120 here and there. And I mentioned Walk the Parkway last year, not this past year's, but last year, going for the 120, coming up just a tidbit short there. And not really, I want to say not this. I would say disappointment is a strong word, but it's just like, okay, like when you're gonna hit this goal? And right now, EG3, I feel like right now I can run slow. And even look, last year I was in a Chicago marathon build and I did the KC Backyard Ultra. If I didn't do that, I would probably have still ran at 307 anyway, right? So, I mean, we can sit here and play Monday night quarterback and go back and analyze the stuff. But again, it's like, if I take that out, I mean, what can I do, right? So who knows? You could have ran a sub 3, or you could have still ran 307. It doesn't, I don't know. It's with this running, with this whole running deal, long distance, it's hard to predict, because, and obviously the number one you can't control is the weather. Yes, the weather. So there's that going on. But yes, yours truly, the next time he's running a half marathon, he is going to go for the PR. So in his lifetime PR, that is. So, you know, I've done a lot of thinking since that race, since the Duluth half marathon, Gary Bjorkman half marathon, a lot of thinking. I want to get back to more faster stuff because I'm missing out on that while trying to train for a marathon. Like, that's a lot of time y'all giving up. I know triathlon, that's like twice as much there, or three times much, because you have, and shout out, kudos to those who are crushing those triathlons or half Ironmans or even a full Ironman. You know how long that is? That's longer than getting ready for a marathon. So, I mean, we just can't sit here as runners and say, you know, we do this, can't do this, and then we could have done that, but I don't know. It's just not trying to overanalyze the situation. But again, I would not take that back. I would take it back because, damn, that was a fun and I hate. And again, I was a little bit upset after. Well, it was a couple weeks ago now. After the fact that, but my coach kind of put the hard truth out there. And say, you know, hey, man, I put my goals out there, and look, this is what you want. You want it, you gotta go get it. So we're right on top of it, pretty much there. Two summers ago, Des Moines, the last time I PR'd half marathon was 2 years ago. So in Des Moines, Iowa. So, and no, we're not going back over there. We've already signed for that race, and this has been, well, both of these races, or I was going to say, well, both locations, well, I should say it's in the one, because this has been, it's been on my bucket list for a while, but every time I try to sign up for it, I sign up for another marathon block. Well, that ain't happening. It is, we're going to wait until this airplane makes its route overhead. This is the EG3 podcast, 80 Grid of Third here. On this Saturday edition, well, this weekend edition of this podcast here, was I'm recording this episode not too long ago, doing my long run for the weekend, half marathon with the KCRC 2.0 group there as well on this Saturday, August 2nd, 2025. So we're going to Nebraska. If we're going to do this, well, if this is what happened, Nebraska is the place we're going to do it. Yes, sir. And... Hey, this is no shade at the state of Nebraska, but when I was looking at researching times and diving on into some of these races, obviously they have the Lincoln Half Marathon, and the Good Life Half C. Yes, sir. E Fast Eddie will try to attack it. We'll try to do his thing. November 9th, going down. Good Life Half C is the race, and this is the one of the top half marathons I wanted to do. And I signed up, and I got an email. Well, obviously, you got to get your email confirmation, but I just got the email of the latest updates leading up to the half marathon race. It's 85% full. So this is one of the more popular ones in the Midwest, or I probably would say one of the more popular ones in the nation when it comes to half marathons and marathons. But yeah, we're treating this like this is my first ever half marathon block, not a marathon, because I've been through that 10, 11 times now. An actual half marathon block. Ooh, like I told my coach then a couple weeks ago, in that weekly meeting, I'm just anxious to see how it's going to play out, because again, I feel like I can run slow, I can go medium, and I can go fast right now. Ooh. Tell you right now, I just want to compete right now, man. Ooh, man. So I'm trying to take advantage of it right now, because, like I said, you just don't know what's going to happen from block to block, or even day to day, for that matter. We're just trying to take it all in, try to just focus on the day, and whatever pops up, focus on that, whether that's a long run, half marathon, slow pace, or a, what is it, double threshold day. Ooh, ooh, that was something. And that turned out better than expected. Wait, and I'm a track guy, so I should be like foaming the mouth at this, but this is a little bit different. This is not your 400s, 800s, 600s, anything like that. This is, you gotta hold it for several minutes, rest a little bit, 45 or no, not 40, not 45, 60 to 90 minute rest. Then you gotta go again and hold it for another 5-6 minutes, something like that. So we'll see what happens, man. I am just beaming slowly with confidence, and really confident since that negative sweat went down up there in Duluth, Minnesota. So that is EG3's latest plans. And I told you, this podcast is going on the road next week to St. Louis. We're going to be doing battling out in the streets over there. Not necessarily streets, but road mile going down. Yep, so I want to do a little bit more stuff like that, where you're where it's like a 5K mile or less than that. Yes, I've been doing a lot of thinking, and who knows, whatever the result is in Lincoln, Nebraska in November, whatever time cards unfold that particular weekend, if I'm even going to run another half marathon or not. I shouldn't say run, because I'm going to still run anyway, but I'm going to say race a half marathon, because I'm taking a timeout from the marathon right now. It's just a lot. It's just in mainly because the last two marathons, not the results that I want. Putting all this work and then getting a result like that. And I'm not gonna blame it on what. Yes, the weather can play factor and all that. I'm not gonna try to make excuse. The weather make an excuse for that. I'm not gonna do that. Mm-mm. Not doing it. So I've been doing a lot of thinking, and whatever card unfolds on November 9th, hopefully, it'll be a huge one. We can finally get this monkey off the back. Something's gotta happen. But I'm excited. For damn sure. This is something definitely different. Not your regular marathon where you're building up and all that other stuff. This is a half marathon block for the first time ever. It took this long. Maybe I should have just stayed in the half marathon game until breaking this goal. Maybe I should have stayed in it, but hey, you know, sometimes you got to do what, that's what friends are for, right? You want to do, your fear of missing out. And it's not the first time I said that on this podcast. It's the EGG podcast here recording outside. So if you hear a little bit something different or it's off a little bit, apologize about that. We're outside enjoying this cooler weather here in Kansas City, Missouri. Eddie Gritter III here for this latest edition of this podcast. That's the way I wanted to go over the case. And yeah, I would sit here right now and say, I want to do both. Hell yeah. Absolutely. I want to be getting ready for the KC Backyard Ultra on Friday. Hell yeah, I want to do that, baby. Because I feel like I got shot again. Now, again, last year's, I had no idea what I was getting myself into. right? And then all of a sudden, you don't put no expectations on it. And all of a sudden, oh, damn. We're only a few... I'm like one of the last runners left in the state. We got shot, but I was in Chicago Marathon build and I pulled out, and I pulled out of it because I was thinking of Chicago. And now again, we can play Monday Night Quarterback and say, oh, I didn't have Chicago. Would have been going more. Hell yeah, I would have gone. But it was in that decision, that moment, pulled out of it. And so and for whatever reason, that had me finish fifth. What? Y'all know what it is. Come on now. I finished podium third. Again, I'm definitely going to be intrigued to see what my teammate does, Leah, on Friday. I know she's been working hard, getting ready for that. Excited for her, see what she's going to do. Yeah, you're going to have to do without me this time. She's going to have to do without me this time, but I'm pretty sure with all the support and everything, she will be just fine, you know, like that. But yeah, definitely that's the one I got circled If they were to put it on again next year, woo, we're going to be in. No question. No question about that. Yep. I want to put it out there right now on this podcast. August 2nd, 25 at, what time is it? Got a Garmin here. Almost 12:30 p.m. Central Time. Yeah, I'm in that for sure next year. I just had a blast doing it, and me personally, yeah, I would have done both this one and Good Life Half C, but you can't have it all, right? So definitely, I decided, you know, that we've been on 120 too long. It's time to finally, something's got to come out of this. Something running wise got to come out of it. So hopefully, and this is the sub 120 goal, the sub 80 goal, this mission sub 80. We're gonna call it. This was one of the very first goal that I set when I came back into the running space. This was the very first goal, not a 5K goal, not a 10K goal. This goal right here, the half marathon goal, is what I set. I want to be one sub 120 guy, so I want to do it at least once. I want to do it at least one time. So I feel like I think we're off to a really, really good start. Again, I don't want to put myself way, way out there, but again, just trying to take it a day at a time and really just be in present in this train block. And we're off to a good start. Like I said, we're preparation. So if you don't know, it's been underway, folks. We're almost 2 weeks into this thing. We got tomorrow, as we're celebrating a dear friend's birthday. Running, of course. A certain distance. Shout out to my guy Justin. Happy birthday to you, my guy. So yeah, man, we're gonna be doing that. Well, I'm not gonna be running 30K, but we're gonna be running the back end of that loop, because it from downtown to North KC, that has become one of my favorite routes to run. So definitely, I'm glad we're doing that tomorrow there as well. So we're doing that when time, I think this podcast will just roll out tomorrow night there as well. So man, looking forward to doing that. Looking forward to St. Louis next weekend. Of course, we'll have a postcast that. I don't think we're gonna record anything else before that unless something pops up. Again, I told you, November 9th, lifetime PR attempt. One more time is going down. One more time. Hopefully, we can stay on this particular path. But again, you just don't know. Anything can happen. But again, we're trying to stay present in the moment right now. The Good Life Half C, one of the half marathons that I've been trying to race. It is on. We've already signed up and everything else like that. And if y'all interested in that, y'all might want to get on that right now, because I got an email middle of the week saying that it's 85% full. So it's gonna be sold out. Woo! So I'm looking forward to it. And apparently, I had this train of thought earlier and I lost it, but they got some thoroughbreds up there, man. I was like, damn, seriously? I wouldn't even think about that, but. Yeah, but we're getting ready we got thoroughbred here for sure. That's me. That's Fast Eddie's the thoroughbred, baby. So right now things are good right now. We just trying to stay in the moment right now. And yeah, just try to work hard, do the things that we need to do, check the box we need to check off, whether it's good or bad, do the things we need to do to put ourselves in a position. Like I told y'all, wherever y'all train for, Berlin, New York, Chicago, or half marathon, or anything else like that, you want to put yourself in a position where, hey, you do your best, you can do the best you can on race day. That's all I can tell you, there, because we see some wild stuff. Well, I see some wild stuff, so yeah, definitely next weekend I'll be out of town. I'll be not be doing the case. For those of you who've been kind of wondering if Eddie's going to do it again, I know I've been getting questions about it too. I will not be doing KC Backyard Ultra this year, because my focus is on finally breaking through and breaking this getting under 80 goal that I set way back a long time ago. So honestly, it should have been broken. It should have been broken a couple times lately anyways, every time I've actually tried. Now again, to reestablish that, I wasn't trying at Bill Snyder or at Gary Bjorklund, even though I did Nicholas Split. A fascinating split like that. I wasn't trying now. So this one, we going. Buckle up, we going for it probably for the last time. So we'll see how it all shakes out in November 9th up in Lincoln, Nebraska. And oh, by the way, I'll be checking that. I've been wanting to get up to Nebraska and run a race. that's the race we're going to do it. Hopefully achieve it up there. We are that close. As I said in the Instagram post, or the original, Fast Eddie is my handle, by the way. We are on the brink. We're sitting there on top of it. We're on top of it. We're on 80. We're right there on the brink, on the cusp. So definitely, I'm looking forward to that as well. I'm looking forward to that race, that atmosphere as well. So I know one of my other running buddies was in the same spot last year, and he rocked it out. He rocked out, and I hope to kind of basically run it back. So that's the mission. That's our mission. Sub 80 here in the fall of 2025, folks. The EG3 podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. iTunes, Spotify, you know what it is. And if I sound a little different on this episode, that's because I'm outside enjoying this weather out here. August 2nd, 2025 here. So again, Mother Nature giving us a little bit of preview coming up here with this fall, with this tease of fall weather here before too long. But I don't know the weather situation for this weekend, obviously. So with obviously the Kansas City Backyard Ultra going down, good luck, Leah. She's gonna rock it out. She's gonna have to do it out on this one. So hopefully, whatever you may. Hopefully next year. Well, already said next year it's going down. But until then, we got unfinished business with this half marathon. So we're focused. I need to focus my attention on that. I'll definitely update you on that though. Once I know the results, because I'll know for sure. I'll know. And also, one of my club teammate is in this as well. I should say that in Hillary. So she's going to be representing the club in that this year. So I think she's going to do good herself. She's going to be all right. You're going to be all right. But there's that as well. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast there. We'll be in St. Louis for the Road Mile next weekend, and that is going to be on. Well, I'll be there next Saturday at some point, probably before lunchtime. And then, of course, the race is not until Sunday, and I'll be back with a postcast. That's probably the next episode there as well, unless I decide to hop back on to talk sports, and particularly NASCAR and NFL football, which on deck. But that's what's on the agenda for EG3. Again, the EG3 podcast underneath the 3Y podcast with EG3. If you want to find it there, you type that in there, you should be able to find it easily there. Make sure, if you're not subscribed already, if you want to follow the sub 80 mission, sub 80 journey, definitely make sure you're subscribed to this podcast, folks, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. That's going to wrap things. We have made it to the finish line on this edition of the podcast. Again, Eddie Greer III coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode of the EG3 podcast. We'll talk to y'all on the next episode. We'll see ya.